were you a fan of the Beatles? I'm sure there's no one listening now to Exchange who has not heard the tragic news of the murder of John Lennon last night in New York. And we're asking, were you a fan of the Beatles? Do you think the Beatles will last? Were they truly, in a sense, and some callers have said in the first hour, revolutionaries? Their songs affected the way America looks at war, affected the way people dress, the way they wore their hair. They had some effect on the drug scene. And, of course, we talked to people who were at the famous concert here, in two concerts the Beatles gave on September the 8th, 1964. And were the Beatles a passing phenomenon, or were they something special in terms of music and in terms, perhaps, of even the human condition? Do you think the Beatles and what they represented in the 60s will live on, like this song, recorded here in Montreal by John Lennon? A chance. Yes, you're on Exchange.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Good morning, ma'am.
I wasn't one of the lucky ones, unfortunately, to go to the forum. I would have liked to have gone, but I was a little short of money at the time. I was only 12 years old.
Yes.
But just knowing that they were in our fair city, I was just very excited and envied everybody that had tickets to go. But
some of your friends went?
Yeah, some of my friends did get to go, and I was really envious. And
yeah.
But I still am a Beatles fan, even though they don't exist as a group anymore.
Well, in some ways, they do exist, don't they?
They exist in our hearts and in our minds. And
yeah.
As a matter of fact, just last week, I was recording old Beatles albums that I had borrowed from someone I know, and I just learned about it this morning from somebody who called me, and I went into complete shock. I couldn't believe it, and I felt very sad. I didn't cry, but I felt like crying. And my little boy, he said, "What's wrong with you, Mommy?" He says, "You look very sad." Well, I said, "One of the Beatles is dead." You know, he doesn't really, understand what death means.
Right.
But he said, "Oh, he's gone forever." And I said, "Yes." And I just couldn't believe it. It's like losing a friend, even though I didn't know him personally.
No, I know what you mean.
But really, I think the Beatles will live on forever. They'll go down in history.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling Exchange. The Beatles will live forever. You're on Exchange.
Good morning, Neil.
Morning, ma'am.
I'm feeling very upset and sad this morning about John Lennon's death.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a real true Beatles fan for the past 18 years, and I heard the news last night, and I started to cry. My husband said, "What's the matter with you? There are, you know, thousands of people dying in Biafra and all the rest of it, but I don't know. The Beatles are, you know, heroes for a lot of people. Especially John Lennon. He was the leader."
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the woman said that was just on, you know, they're like friends. You know, these are people that we've grown up with.
Yeah.
And you can't just shrug your shoulders and say, "Well, that's too bad, there's one gone." You know, you really feel it. I'm feeling really bad today.
So people have said that over and over again this morning. They were somebody that we grew up with. So in a sense, you've lost part of your youth.
Definitely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the Beatles have been around for the past 18 years.
Yeah.
And that was from the time I was about 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
They've had a definite effect on me. The Beatles are the greatest. They always will be. The only thing I have to say about the young man that did it is I hope everybody forgets his name. I hope that he never goes down in history ever for this terrible thing that he's done. He doesn't deserve it. I really wish that he could just, you know, be dropped into a hole and forgotten forever.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling Exchange. We're asking this morning, were you a fan of the Beatles, and how did you feel and react to the murder of John Lennon? You're on Exchange.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, I'm a bit indifferent. You don't mind if I say respect my opinion?
No, sir. We want to have your opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, just on your news there, the people in Liverpool are not too, they couldn't care less, according to your news that was on there on CJAD.
I see.
They tried to put a statue up to him. They said that the Beatles never done nothing for him, and I agree with them.
Yes, I raised that in the first hour of exchange. They did try to put some kind of commemoration just recently, and the City Council of Liverpool turned it down.
I don't blame them, because they never went back there, and they never done nothing for those people in Liverpool.
I see.
And I know people from Liverpool.
I see.
I've been in Liverpool myself, and those people, they got hundreds of millions of dollars, and they never went back and done nothing for that city. They could have built a hospital or something. And you'll find out now that this man is going to leave hundreds of millions of dollars. And he came here to Montreal, and he had a bed in. And you remember Al Capp?
Yes.
He was in the Queen Elizabeth at the time.
Yes.
And he was the man that told him where to get off. He said to him, he was running down the United States, John Lennon was.
Yes.
And why didn't he go into a hotel down the United States at the time? He ran down the United States something awful, and Al Capp told him up here. Remember it was on the news here?
Yes.
And Al Capp had to put him in his place. And if I was an American, I would have put him in his place. And I think that man was very wrong by running down the United States. And he was glad to go back there and get the millions of dollars off him. And they never went back to Liverpool, give the people in Liverpool nothing. And I don't know why they put these people on a pedestal. They shouldn't do that. Because I think Terry Fox is a far, far better man than any of those people will ever be. And he's done more for the cancer fund and everything. They never give nothing away. And you'll find that this man has got hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your view. And we are calling to find out what the situation is, in fact, in London today. And we have called Philip Till, NBC correspondent, London, England. We're speaking with Philip Till in London. Philip, what is the reaction over there today to John Lennon's murder?
London from talking to people, and people are shocked and sad, and they're saying, how can this kind of thing happen? How can it happen? A lot of people are saying, well, it could only happen in New York. That's one of the reactions you're getting. Generally, though, to repeat, it is one of tremendous sadness here.
The papers and everything are carrying the news today?
Yes, well, the story broke too late for the early morning editions, so people have really been getting their news from the radio and from the TV. All of the radio stations, both the national ones and the local stations, have interrupted their regular programming, and they're running Beatle music and Lennon music. And, of course, all of the radio stations are delving into their archives and coming out with old John Lennon interviews.
Yes.
But my feeling here, just when I came into the office earlier on, and I say, talking to people, people are just really so stunned by this. You kind of, in these days, expect it to happen to a politician.
Yes.
Don't expect it to happen to John Lennon.
Philip, we are getting many calls here on the program this morning about people who saw the Beatles here in 1964, and they're very stunned, as the people in London are. However, there is some question of this matter of the people in Liverpool refusing to give any kind of recognition to the Beatles. In general, is the feeling in England positive about the Beatles, and what is the explanation for the negative situation in Liverpool?
Well, as you can well imagine, since we heard the story, we here at NBC have been scrambling and trying to get reaction, and I've been on the phone quite a bit to people in Liverpool, quite simply picking up the Liverpool phone directory and just phoning people.
Yes.
The reaction from every single person I have called, let's say a dozen to 15 people, has been, they are our boys, they are Liverpool boys, they still are. I didn't get anything negative at all. One man told me, he was in tears when I got him on the phone. He said, why did they ever leave home? There has been this criticism, as you have raised. I heard your previous caller saying, why didn't he build a hospital or so?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of rich people in this country, very rich, that don't build hospitals, and I don't think that the Brits here feel any animosity toward the Beatles or anyone for not putting money into the old town or anything like that.
So the feeling for the Beatles and the sadness at the death and murder of John Lennon is just about the same in England, I guess, as it is over here.
I would say so, yes, Neil. I think what might happen in a couple of days shock has worn off, someone might write a bit of a stinging article in one of the more critical newspapers. But John Lennon was, and now, of course, still is, for the British people, quite a hero. A genius is the word we keep hearing frequently on the radios here and in the papers. What a genius. He is a hero. He remains a hero in death. And I don't think even 1% of the people of this country would say that he was a negative influence in any way. All of the radio stations are playing music and saying, how can this kind of music give peace a chance? All you need is love. How can that be negative?
Thank you, Philip.
Philip
Till, NBC correspondent. We spoke with Philip Till in London, England, and this afternoon, I guess, in London now, and the words being used, genius, hero in death. Right back on Exchange after this short break.